Steve Gruber is America's voice. When the lights go
down in the city. Well, that sure sounds pretty important, Bob. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. My next guest here seems to be on the same side I am when it comes to vaping. I'm not going to minimize or take away the concerns that we have of vaping and the effects it can have on young people. It is a critical conversation. However, is it a public health crisis? Hard to argue that when more than 1,300 people today will die in America from smoking actual cigarettes. 1,500 will die today directly related to obesity. Those are public health crises, in my estimation. And when I see a headline, vaping deaths soar to 14. Another word used, surge to 14. Come on. Julie Gunlock here, director of Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation and author of From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. How are you, Julie?
I'm doing well, and I think what you just said there is exactly right. Lots of things out there we should be concerned about. And certainly it's not a problem for public health to look at these vaping deaths. And I hate that I just said vaping deaths because they actually have nothing to do with vaping. They have to do with people using tainted THC cartridges and contaminated vape liquids.
So would you call them, the way you read it, then poisoning deaths?
Yes, poisoning deaths. I mean, you're not supposed to drink bleach. You're not supposed to.
Well, some people do.
There's a lot of things you're not supposed to do, and you really shouldn't buy things off the black market because they are not regulated. So when you do, you have health effects. But what's so sad is they are connecting this. And the CDC, of course, and the FDA have been absolutely, they have been absolutely irresponsible here. They have been slow to issue warnings on that actual point, on do not buy black market products.
You know, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Johnny down on the corner isn't quality controlling his stuff?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And we know, look, a lot of people don't understand the whole issue of black markets. But the problem is there's a black market out there for these illicit products. They are not regulated. They are not safety checked, okay? And this is how a black market works. If you want to grow and nurture and support a black market, you should make illegal more products because that will mean more people want these products that are not available in the marketplace and they will go and get them on the black market. So when the FDA and the CDC says, okay, you know, sort of begrudgingly they've admitted now that, okay, no, this isn't really a vape problem. This has to do with the black market and the selling of these very bad products, these unregulated products. Okay, but then the answer isn't to make more things illegal, which is what everyone's doing. They're banning flavors and they're banning vaping altogether.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be a cynic. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm a bit of a cynic. Here in Michigan, where I live, I went and checked the numbers. In 2018, I believe the state of Michigan collected $920 million in taxes from tobacco.
Oh, yep.
$920 million. Of that number, about half went to the schools here in the state.
Oh, yeah.
Vaping, doodly squad. So there's the problem. And that's why tobacco is never going to be declared a public health crisis and outlawed, even though we know that 500,000 people this year will die directly from tobacco-related diseases because it pumps tens of billions of dollars into this country.
Yeah, your brave governor there bans vaping, but allows cigarettes.
Marijuana is good for you. Go on.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have got some real cognitive dissonance going on in this country where everyone's cheering marijuana, which, you know, there's an awful lot of studies that when you use marijuana as a young person, it alters your brain and it is not good for young people. And yet nobody's talking about that. Everybody's so thrilled about legalization. Now, it's still illegal to sell marijuana products to young kids, but like as if kids aren't getting it. Of course they are. And they are definitely using marijuana at higher rates now. Nobody seems to give a care about that. Nobody cares about a consumption of alcohol in this country among young people.
Well, what about this? Hold on, because one of the big knocks on vaping liquids is that they taste good and they attract children. You mean like all those school kids in Florida in the elementary school I saw last week that had to go to the emergency room because the kid brought a bunch of gummies from home that were laced with THC?
Right,
you mean that
right.
kind of thing?
Right. Well, this is a thing, though. What a lot of people don't understand is you constantly hear that drumbeat that, oh, well, look, these vaping companies, they're terrible because they're producing things like peach flavor and mango flavor and dessert flavor. Well, if you actually look at the data on this, adults prefer fruit and sweet and dessert flavors. They do not, they don't want tobacco flavors. And so what's happening is they're saying, oh, well, then if we want to cut down on teen smoking, teen vaping, which, by the way, is only 5% of all teens vape habitually. This is not an epidemic. This is not an epidemic. It's a very small percentage of all teens that vape habitually. But so, you know, they say, oh, well, then if we want to cut down on that 5%, let's ban all flavors. So what you're doing is you're banning the preferred flavors of former smokers. And what's that going to do? That's going to leave them nothing but tobacco flavor. And I just talked to a former smoker the other day. She was a two-pack-a-day smoker. Now she vapes. And she said, I haven't tasted tobacco in about 3 years. She goes,
wow.
If I'm forced, she goes, it will trigger something. I will want a cigarette. And we're going to drive
right.
people to smoke.
And I heard a guy on TV just last week, a former smoker, say, if you smoke, don't smoke. If you smoke, don't smoke. You heard him too. Come on, Julie. You heard him.
Yeah. So look, this is the thing. We know vaping is safer. We know it's better for people, and we know, and the CDC knows this, although they're lying about it, and they're pumping these numbers up. Only 5% of teens smoke habitually. This is not an epidemic. If I could remove one word from the English language, it would be epidemic. It's overused, and it's used to drive these regulations. Which again, we're going to get a bigger black market. We're going to get more injuries and deaths because of these illicit products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should really be worrying about.
Good conversation. I would remove the word unprecedented, but that's just me.
Yes. All right.
Julie Gundlach, always a pleasure, my friend. Director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation and the author of From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. Julie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. There you have it. You saw the guy on TV, didn't you? Just checking. 25 after on the Steve Gerber Show.